Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Peg Rasmussen, board member of the Eating Disorder Coalition of Iowa and parent of a child who has battled an eating disorder. This is part two of a two-part interview. And do you have any advice regarding how a loved one could approach someone that they think may have an eating disorder? How did you approach your daughter?
I approached my daughter by confronting her with it, and of course she denied it. She said, no, she doesn't have a problem. And I was in a situation where I was a parent of a 12-year-old, so I do have some rights and responsibilities as a parent of a pre-adolescent, as a preteen, that I can take her to a doctor. I could take her to a mental health counselor and kind of force that treatment on her, if you will. In that particular case, I confronted her. Of course, the eating disorder is battling against me and saying, we're fine, there's no problem. But I took her to seek treatment, and then the treatment people that we saw said, yes, this is a significant problem. And then together we worked as a team to get her to the right place. When you have a loved one that perhaps is 18 or older, they're already an adult, then it's a little bit different situation because they have control of what's going to happen with their treatment, at least initially. And you obviously want to speak in a kind and gentle manner with that person and let them know that you care about them, that you're seeing these behaviors, and that you're concerned for them, and then encourage them to seek treatment, offer to go with them if that would make them feel more comfortable to go with that treatment. But you can't make them go to treatment when they're an adult. You know, it's just kind of a different approach depending upon the age that you're dealing with. As for resources that are available, the Eating Disorder Coalition is trying to be a center point by the use of our website at this point, which is edciowa.org, so that people can come to our website and find valuable information that will then lead them to places where they can begin to get treatment. We have mental health counselors on our board. We have dietitians on our boards. We have other parents who have a child that has recovered from an eating disorder. Our information is available that you can reach out to us and that we can then have conversations and help guide you to places.
And will the Eating Disorder Coalition of Iowa then help anyone in the state?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, most of the people that serve on the board right now are located in central Iowa, but we have lots of connections with other treatment providers in other parts of the state. So you can come to our website, connect with us through that way, let us know a little bit about, you know, where you're at, and then we will do our best to connect you to resources in a part of the state where perhaps, I mean, if it's outside of the Des Moines metro area. We highly encourage providers that are in other parts of the state to also connect with us so that we know that you're there. You know, for instance, if there's a dietitian or a mental health counselor that's in the northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast part of the state and say, hey, you know what, I have a specialty with eating disorders, let us know you're out there as well so that we can be that connector. Our vision is to have an Iowa, a state of Iowa, that doesn't have any eating disorders. That's a pretty high vision, but if we just feel like we can begin to connect people to the right resources, especially as early as possible when some of these signs and symptoms begin to show up, that we can help the people in the state of Iowa to recover from eating disorders and prevent them.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to say to those, maybe some of our listeners who have a loved one that they think may be battling a disorder, or somebody who feels that they have something to overcome themselves?
Know that you're not alone, first of all. Know that there are people that have traveled this journey before you and that they have overcome eating disorders. So there is hope. I want everybody to know that there is hope. When an individual is in the throes of an eating disorder and their body and their brain has been depleted because of the eating disorder, and so that they're just having these eating disorder thoughts kind of control them, know that there is hope to get better at that. And I would encourage them to talk to someone, seek out someone that they trust, let them know that there are struggles, and it's very hard, but ask for help. Everybody going through an eating disorder needs a support system. So if you're the individual with an eating disorder, seek out someone you trust, begin to develop that support system. If you're a loved one of someone with an eating disorder, be that support system for them. It's a fine line that you need to walk in terms of being a support, you know, helping them and not enabling them, but let them know that you're there. you know, seek out resources for them, go with them, take them to places, provide them with information. Also, just there's a lot of valuable information that can be found on the internet. There's also a lot of harmful information that's on the internet. So be cautious as you're seeking out information, making sure that it's coming from a reputable source, and make sure you put together a really good treatment team. The Eating Disorder Coalition of Iowa believes strongly that recovery from an eating disorder doesn't happen in isolation, but we believe strongly that a primary care physician needs to be involved, a mental health counselor needs to be involved, and a dietitian needs to be involved. Hopefully, it's a group of individuals that will work as a team to move that person towards health.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Peg Rasmussen, board member of the Eating Disorder Coalition of Iowa. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.